reporter some news about Michael Jackson.
One of the world's biggest music icons.
A lot of people misunderstand me. Mm-hmm. It's because they don't know me. People believe a lot of crazy stories they read.
Talking about that, God gives us a lot of gifts a lot of times, and you've been really blessed with a tremendous amount of gifts. And yet it seems as though a lot has been required of you. Do you sometimes regret being so utterly famous?
No, sometimes, only sometimes. Sometimes I want to not have any hoopla because people start and they crowd around, which is sweet. I mean, I shouldn't complain. But
no, but you have a right to complain because everybody has a right to just be alone.
I'm most comfortable on stage than any place in the world. Being around, you know, everyday people and stuff, I feel strange. I do. Sure. Yeah. I get embarrassed easily.
The only total strangers he trusts are the ones out there beyond the footlights.
Michael, quiet now. When he was younger, he wasn't that quiet. But I don't know. I think the stage might have done that to him. Because wherever he go, everybody's coming out to see Michael Jackson, you know, want to look at him and see what he looks like. And he said he feels like an animal in a cage.
I do all the time.
This is a sensitive area, but you were very much interested in the bones of the Elephant Man, John Merritt.
I feel a closeness to. I love the story of the Elephant Man. Very sad story. Yeah, leave me alone.
Leave me alone. I'm not an animal.
I'm a human
I'm
being.
I'm a human being.
How do you feel when they call you Wacko?
Yeah, Wacko Jacko. Where did that come from? Some English tabloid. I have a heart and I have feelings. I feel that when you do that to me. It's not nice. Don't do it. I'm not a wacko. I'm Jackson.
There are those who would say that you add to the attention. The masks, the mysterious behavior.
There's no mysterious behavior. I can't go in the park, so I create my own park in Neverland, my own water space, my movie theater, my theme park. That's all for me to enjoy.
But you are somewhat eccentric, to say the least. The way you dress, the way you look, it invites attention. You don't think that calls the paparazzi to you?
No. Maybe I like to live that way. I like to dress that way. I don't want paparazzi, really. But if they come, be kind. Write the right kind thing to write.
Today, Michael Jackson is still hoping for a little kindness and support from the public.
I love my fans. I love my fans.
Michael Jackson, King of Pop!
But there are a lot of weird sides to Michael Jackson. Where do people put that in their legacy department?
They're artists. So you got to take that with a grain of salt. They were normal. If they were just normal human beings, they wouldn't be the great artists that they are. I believe that.
You know, you're not going to have all the super talent and then have no issues in the rest of your life. You can go through Mozart and Miles Davis, and we go down the line, Jimi Hendrix, Elvis. People that much talent, they're not going to be normal. But for me, I'm not even dealing with that. I'm celebrating his legacy, which is music. And for me, I hope people remember the joy, the love, entertainment that Michael brought to their lives, because that's going to be his legacy. This is music. This is music.